We're back on InFocus News Radio KMAN here at 9:48. We're talking with Dr. Reginald Eggleston here on InFocus. He's the superintendent, USD 475, Geary County Schools, and the school board there meets tomorrow evening, and they will be discussing a number of things, and among them is the strategic plan, which I've talked with a number of folks in government, and that is such an important component to doing anything as far as budgeting and other stuff. Having a plan in place is a good roadmap for the future. And I know you have some visions that you have for the school district going forward, and we'll be talking about that tomorrow.
Absolutely. We're going to take to the Board of Education the proposed plan to review it and go through each aspect of it. Just to kind of give you an idea how we arrived at this point, I guess about 8 months ago, we started the process with surveys. We sent surveys out to our staff, our parents, just our community at large. And we were able to retrieve or receive over 1,000 responses from all of the surveys that went out. We took that information and began to generate categories or areas that individuals stated or groups stated were of importance to them. We then began to look at our state and national goals for public education. And from there, we started looking at our district data. And then we started putting together a plan to improve pre-K-12 academics, whether it's in the areas of reading, math, focused on ACT, state assessments. We started looking at all of that. We then began to look at how we recruit, train, and retain personnel as well, and looking at how we can do a better job in that area. And we also look at the social emotional learning of our students, the resources, the professional development, all the different aspects that come along with it in order to ensure staff members have everything they need to meet the needs of our students. So it's a very inclusive plan. It is a plan for the next 5 years. It is a plan that we will revisit on a monthly, quarterly, and annual basis in order to see if we're making progress and if we are actually addressing the areas that we need to. And then in 3 years, we'll actually revisit it to see if we need to make any major adjustments. But the plan is to last 5 years. But I do want the public to know that once it's in place, we won't just put it on the shelf. It will be the driving force behind everything we do. I think you made a very nice segue when you talked about budgeting. That's one of the things my chief financial officer has been so excited about, is having this plan, because it gives you predictability. It helps you begin to think a year, 2 years, 3 years out, so that you can budget and you can make adjustments to your plans, budgets, et cetera, all the way through, in order to make those goals a reality.
There's so many different aspects to this, but you know, I'll just talk maybe about a couple of them here. One of them, the target assistance, talks about enhancing parental involvement in our schools. I think that's such a key point here, because you know, the kids get dropped off, they're gone for 8 hours in the classroom, but the education piece doesn't end there. The parents really have to be involved.
No, you're absolutely right. And we want parents to know that we value them as an intricate partner, and in a partnership with the school district, that we need their input. We need them to be engaged. We want them to be engaged. And so part of it is we're trying to create better ways of communicating to parents and getting resources to them or making them accessible to them. We have a parent engagement committee whose sole focus is to work on activities to inform parents. I give you an example. We have a parent newsletter that goes out each month. We're working now on a parent university, which is going to be a quarterly event where we bring individuals in who can provide information to parents. Some will be academics, and some will be just social concerns that our young people are confronted with and need assistance with. So we're trying to make sure that we, again, include parents in the conversation, because they are so important and so critical to our student success.
And I know, obviously, addressing achievement gaps is always a big part of this. It looks like that's included within this as well.
Well, absolutely. When I first was hired by the Board of Education, one of the questions that they asked me was, how do you plan on closing the achievement gap? When we start looking at all of the different subgroups, how do we plan on assisting those groups in order to ensure that they receive equitable resources and an equitable opportunity to be successful? Within the plan, we identify subgroups as well as students at large as to how we're going to provide additional supports. You will see Saturday school, after school tutoring, summer school. We're going to work with our local agencies, the libraries, on post at Fort Riley, as well as here in town in Junction City. We're going to work with the Boys and Girls Club, see if they can be an extension of the school district and offer tutoring and remediation and enrichment opportunities as well. So it's not just a school system concern, it's really a community concern. And we're going to do our best to include as many stakeholders and partners in the discussion as we possibly can.
All right. So out of tomorrow, is this just a discussion item tomorrow? Will they actually vote on this?
Yeah, actually, the intent is for us to actually vote on it.
Okay.
I don't know if anybody was paying attention to last week's board meeting, but KASB completed its six-session training with our Board of Education. And the last training was focused on data and student achievement, which was a very nice segue into what we're doing tomorrow evening. In addition to that, my teaching and learning department covered K-8 data as far as how well we're doing with our different assessments, where students are performing, and what types of efforts are going to need to take place in order to move the achievement forward. Tomorrow night, we're going to start out with 9-12 data as far as what's happening at the high school, ACT, career technical education credentials that students need to complete, individual plans of study. So we're going to cover all of that to ensure that it's inclusive, comprehensive, and covers everything. I know you are familiar with that legislative accountability report that came out a couple of years back. It's going to happen again this year. And so we've made that a priority as well, with looking at the graduation rate, the dropout rate, attendance, state assessment. All of that is part of the report card that a district and an individual school receives, and we want to represent our community well, and we want that report card to reflect the work and effort that individuals are committing to helping our young people.
All right. Well, if people want to tune into that meeting, it'll be tomorrow night in USD 475. I think you guys have a YouTube channel, if I'm not mistaken, right?
That is correct. We try to make it open to the public. We want everyone to be informed. We try to be transparent and just keep all the information available. But because, again, we need our community, our public, to be part of the conversation.
All right. Well, as far as our professional development here, we got just a couple minutes left. Does this plan cover that as well?
Well, absolutely. One of the responsibilities of the superintendent and the Board of Education is to ensure that we provide our teachers with the materials that they need, whether it's a reading adoption, which we just completed a year before last. We just completed our first year of implementation of the Wanderers Reading Program this past year. We're going into our second year. Next year, we're looking to implement a new math adoption. And so we're making sure that we give our teachers the resources they need. The professional development comes right along with it. And we're trying to make sure that all of our efforts align with the strategic plan so that we're not just sporadically, randomly doing things, but you can see a connection to all of the things that we're doing. So professional development is definitely part of it. We're actually looking at this present moment at professional development for our principals, next year. We're looking at a couple of conferences. Since I've been here, we've been confronted with the pandemic and really have not been able to attend any conferences that we feel reinforce the behaviors and the goals that we would like to see accomplished in our district. And so I think we may have found one or two. And so next year we plan on taking all of our administrators to some training, getting them away, maybe using it as a retreat, and just talking about the district and different aspects of it and how we can better serve our young people, support our teachers, and overall just do well in academically.
Okay. Well, be sure to tune into that tomorrow. That's the school board meeting, and it'll be taking place 6 o'clock. Or excuse me, 6 o'clock?
It's going to be at 5:30.
5:30. Okay. I was looking at the wrong agenda.
It's a special call meeting, so it'll be at 5:30. And again, we will be focusing on the strategic plan.
Okay. Good stuff from Dr. Eggleston. And again, first day of school out there at Junction City, and we'll be looking forward to seeing how that comes to fruition. I'll be looking forward to coming and visit you there at some point and seeing the school myself.
Well, you have an open invitation. You can come here and we can do the interview right here in the school. I give you a personal tour of the building and let you see it for yourself. But definitely that invitation is there for you, and I look forward to bringing you here and just doing an interview right here on the spot.
All right. That sounds good. We'll make plans and do that here sometime soon. Dr. Eggleston, thanks so much.
Thank you, and have a good day.
All right, appreciate it. That's going to wrap up our show here for today. Thanks to Dr. Eggleston. Thanks to John Cox and Cliff Williams up in Riley County and Blue Valley Schools this morning. And coming up tomorrow, Pawnee Mental Health will join us. We'll have Robin Cole. Dr. Schaefer also joining us here from the K-State Institute for Civic Discourse and Democracy.